The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Advocates radio show, the Wednesday edition.
This ain't on. How you doing,
Dom? Hey, Cole, man, it's a happier happy hour.
I missed the button. I apologize.
I heard a fat thumbs. I never heard a skinny thumbs, Rich.
Perhaps you should work out with your thumbs. Thumb wrestling and
hey,
Bronze Fawn style.
Oh, man.
If he can get to the buttons, he'll lightly screen your calls. That's our Rich. Dom, I want to talk about the on-campus protest. And I got to admit, there were no legitimate protests when we were on campus. None that I can recall.
Oh, there were protests. No legitimate protests.
Well, there were riots, but those weren't really protesting anything other than the fact that
it was bar
time and nobody wanted to go home.
It was 75 degrees at 2 o'clock in the morning on a spring night and beautiful across Wisconsin.
Well, the magic mushrooms might have kicked in as well. But
there was yelling. I recall the yelling, Kurt. It's burned in my mind, that beautiful night. As before, we took over the streets in La Crosse, and we're on the east side, and a bunch of folks are on the west side of the street, and there was yelling back and forth, and it went something like, "Tastes great!
Less filling!" I remember. I was there.
My, are you kidding me? This is it? This was the protest of our college days.
Coon Creek canoe race riots are not protests. They're differing. And they're also different. Like when they burn down a university after their team wins the national championship, right? That is not a protest. No, nobody protests winning. In Detroit, occasionally they protest losing. That happens more frequency there. But anyways, talking about losers, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson, according to The Guardian, Dom, was jeered at Columbia University as tensions rise over campus protest. Republican Mike Johnson criticized for his divisive trip as he calls for university president to quit and condemns the virus of anti-Semitism. Well, I don't think, you know, this is interesting because I hear this on right-wing talk radio. They're so anti-Semitic. And I'm not on these campuses, and I don't know everything being said, but most of the supposed anti-Semitic protesters are pro-Palestinian. And I'm not even clear if those things are entirely mutually exclusive. I think there are plenty of people of reasonable conscience that can feel terribly about the murders and the rapes and the tragedy of October 7th of last year, and still not want to see the genocide of the civilians living in the Gaza. So it's been a hot button issue, and it's starting to burn up campuses. Columbia University has canceled all classes for the rest of their school year. Now, I'd point out, my kids in college, they're done like a week from now. That may not be a massive calendar adjustment, if you know what I'm saying, Dom. But no. Anyways, back to Mega Mike Johnson. Going to Columbia today, Dom. The Republican House Speaker was jeered by pro-Palestinian protesters at New York's Columbia University on Wednesday afternoon as he condemned what he called a virus of anti-Semitism at colleges nationwide. I don't think that's really what's going on, but I read on. His appearance came amid rising tensions over a wave of protest at campuses across the U.S. The demonstrations began last week after students at Columbia set up encampments calling for the university to divest from weapons manufacturers with ties to Israel. How about just all weapons manufacturers? Can we divest? But anyways, I read on. The protests have led to mass suspensions and arrest of students in New York and several other cities. Yeah, this is not confined to New York City. As temperatures rose, Kathy Hochul, the Democratic governor of New York, called Johnson's trip divisive, while the Democratic congresswoman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, assailed authorities for reckless and dangerous act of calling police to nonviolent demonstrations, resulting in hundreds of arrests. If they're nonviolent, why are you arresting people? I mean, we've been through this, Tom, here in the state of Wisconsin. Scott Walker took a similar tack with the Solidarity Singers. Why? He didn't like them protesting against Scott Walker each and every day for an hour, singing over the lunch hour. A lot of retirees and state employees and people that didn't like him dropping the bomb here in the state of Wisconsin. And he tried that unconstitutional, bringing out the stormtroopers and arresting all the singing grandmas in the Capitol Rotunda. And I feel like we've had some personal experience on that note, Dom, as you utilize the federal courts. And I, as a defendant, use the state criminal courts. Well, it was a civil forfeiture action, an emergency administrative code action. But the accusation is by my mere conduct of being in the Wisconsin Capitol and singing, I had broken some emergency administrative code. And Jeff Scott Olson, one of the finest legal counsels ever, not only beat the rap at the district court level here in Dane County, Dom, but that case went en banc before the appellate court. And the unanimous ruling was you can't arrest people for the simple act of protesting, certainly not in the state capitol here in Madison.
The people's house.
Well, you really shouldn't be arresting peaceful protesters. I mean, if they're not causing destruction, you know, inconveniencing people, I don't like what they're doing. That's not a good enough reason. That's what the First Amendment is all about.
Well, I mean, I would temper that to a degree. If you're lining up in the middle of a highway and you're not being violent, you're still blocking the traffic. That's
what if you're a kid camping out at Columbia University?
Okay, but I'm just saying we're qualifying some things that should be allowed and that should be not be. I mean, if you're hanging out in the park and former president Donald Trump wants to walk through that park to hold a Bible upside down in front of a burnt church, no, those folks should not have been tear gassed out of the way. They weren't doing anything wrong. If you're, you know, purposefully blocking traffic and engaging in civil disobedience, well, I mean, that's the price you pay. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but there is a consequence to that action, whether or not you're peaceful or not.
Dominic, on Wednesday afternoon, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said that Joe Biden believes free speech, debate, and non-discrimination are important on college campuses, adding that students should feel safe on college campuses. Now, MAGA Mike Johnson, flanked by a number of Republican members of Congress, drew booing as he called for the resignation of Manoj Safik, Columbia's president. He accused her of failing to protect Jewish students in a long protest that led to the arrest of dozens of people there last week. Johnson said, things have gotten so out of control that school has canceled in-person classes. Now, I got to tell you, I got a kid who's a senior. I see this kid at the house every day. I'm like, don't you have school? Well, it's virtual school today, Dad. Oh, the juniors are taking ACT today, Dad. I mean, this kid goes like twice a week at this point. So anyways, the fact that a small occurrence, they still have the ability to do the virtual classes. I would point that out. The COVID, it expanded the classroom settings. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. And you think Columbia has the resources to be able to facilitate, you know, such a virtual environment? I think you're all right.
Again, Johnson, the speaker here, they're not allowed to come to class anymore for fear of their lives. And it's detestable, as Columbia has allowed these lawless agitators and radicals to take over. Now, the jeering continued as Johnson condemned what he saw as the intimidation of mob rule at Columbia and elsewhere. The cherished traditions of this university are being overtaken right now by radical and extreme ideologies. The madness has to stop, he said.
Now, is he talking about Columbia, the protests there? Or is he talking about January 6th? You know, it's really hard for me to take anything that this guy or the Republicans that flank him seriously when you could have said this exact same thing about the quote-unquote hostages, as Donald Trump and the Republicans describe those that have assaulted police officers and ransacked our Capitol.
Isn't Columbia University a private college? What business is it of it, the Speaker of the House, to tell the president of Columbia University she must resign? What business is it of this guy's? Ultimately, why are you there, MAGA Mike Johnson? The governor of New York said Hochul's her name, accused Johnson of politicizing the issue and adding to the division, according to the New York Post. There's a lot more responsibilities and crisis to be dealt with in Washington, she said. Oh, they're done governing for the year. Campus protests have grown across the U.S. this week, with thousands attending marches or setting up encampments at universities from Massachusetts to California, leading to scores of arrests. Students in Los Angeles posted on Twitter photographs of their occupation of the University of Southern California's Alumni Park. Again, Dom, they look like they're playing hacky sack. That's their occupation. They're standing in a circle doing the hokey pokey.
Now, that's a traditional Palestinian dance, apparently.
It's called the hokey pokey. You put your right foot in, you put your right foot out,
here's the quote.
You put your right foot in, you shake it all about.
That's not it, but I get it. Next thing, I'm going to have to make you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. The group calling itself the People's City Council wrote this. We, the USC, divest from death coalition, establish our occupation most fundamentally in solidarity with the people of Palestine as they resist genocide and continue in their struggle for liberation.
And then they did the hokey pokey. I can see the photographs, man. They all got one foot in. If that is not the hokey pokey, then I am not a fair arbiter of hokey pokey pictures. And I would say that's probably AI then. Fake news. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We never give you the fake news unless Gary's calling. 844-967-2789. Come back on the other side.
We're going to go to the lines shortly, 844-967-2789. Crudy, a little more from The Guardian regarding the USC protests. Protests going on in many campuses around the country, specifically in USC. Signs around the encampment laid out the students' demand to the university, including full transparency of USC endowment and investments, as well as divesting from Israel. Students also protested against the university's cancellation of the valedictorian speech of Muslim student Ansna Tabassum, who had posted on social media in support of Palestine earlier this month.
If you're valedictorian, how do they cancel your speech? They don't know what you're going to say. It's one thing to cut off the mic mid-sentence. I mean, that could happen to us at any given time, Dom. But to cancel the speech, that's prior restraint.
There have also been protests at the University of California, Berkeley, and California State Polytechnic University, Humboldt, where protesters barricaded themselves in a university building using furniture, tents, chains, and zip ties. Rows of tents have been added to a cluster set up at the steps of UC Berkeley's Sproul Hall at the center of campus. Starting with just a dozen, more students have joined the Free Palestine camp over the last 3 days, a sit-in demanding their school sever its financial connections to BlackRock and other asset managers they see as complicit for financing genocide in Gaza. UC Berkeley holds a $427 million investment in a BlackRock portfolio, and school officials have commented that a change in their investment strategy is not on the table. There is minimal police or security presence on site, but students say they are bracing for that change. The group is determined to stay even if the university tries to have them forcibly removed. And the protesters are also calling for an academic boycott, which would end collaborations with Israeli universities and the establishment of a new Palestinian studies program.
You know, as a student, former student, Dom, academic boycott, that's my middle name. 844-967-2789. Gary from Sussex, our conservative love muffin. How you doing, Gary?
Hey, Gary.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Hi, guys. Okay, I don't know. Did you see on television, I think it was last week, some young lady from Bakersfield, California, going into the mayor's council, and they were having the, you know, a caucus there with the aldermen. She came in there and she's talking about this, and then she started threatening, and she said that she's going to bring a guillotine in and kill every single one of them.
Sounds like January 6th, Gary. Only those were gallows, yeah, and they were going to hang Mike Pence.
So then she sat down, and then she got back up and talked again and said, I'm going to leave, and when I come back, I'm going to kill every single one of you. So the mayor said, at this point, I feel threatened, and they arrested her right there, and they charged her with 10 felonies. Next thing you know, she's crying like a little sissy girl when she's in jail, and, you know, whatever. But I don't know if you saw that. Okay.
I did not. Relevance, Your Honor.
I did see it, Gary, okay, and she was arrested, as she should have been, for threatening the lives of other people. So what's your point?
My point is that these young college students at Columbia and all these other colleges, they're going out there and saying, death to America, death to the Jews. Right? To me, and I know you guys. I personally know you guys. And I like you guys. And I've been calling for 4 years. And these are long 4 years, too. Okay? And I respect your opinion, and I listen to you guys all day. You know, and the thing is, it's wrong. It is absolutely 100% wrong.
Hey, hang on. But what's wrong?
You're talking about a girl in Bakersfield, California, and you're analogizing students in Columbia University in New York. First and foremost, geographically, you're picking the wrong people, Gary.
No, the girl in Bakersfield, California, is being charged with a felony for threatening the council people and the mayor. And then in Columbia University, they're sitting there saying death to America and death to the Jews. Now, what's the difference? Now, you tell me.
Well, I haven't actually witnessed any of that, Gary. I do believe that there are some young dumbasses that might be saying things of that nature, and that should be condemned, Gary. But above and beyond that, even detestable speech is free speech. I don't like when the Nazis come marching either, Gary, but guess what? The ACLU defended the Nazis and their right to free speech because that's the founding principle of our nation, Gary. So you don't have to like it, dude.
I believe in protesting peacefully. In the 70s, in the 80s and the 90s, I was at the abortion clinics for 5 years. I got thrown in the pokey at least a dozen times.
Protesting against legal abortion.
Yes.
Just want to clarify.
But I was peaceful. I was peaceful, and I kept my mouth shut. And I just was protecting babies. Now, in the 5 years, I know of 135 babies that I got adopted out. So these babies are alive today because of my
That's great, Gary. Let me ask you. When you were arrested, what were the charges?
Disorderly conduct.
And you're saying conduct didn't merit that, right? Because you were just there peacefully protesting.
Oh, no.
You heartfelt believed it.
I was fine with that. The thing is, I never, ever paid a fine. I go to court, and I won every single time I was arrested.
Well, just like us, Gary.
Every single one.
Sounds like us. Because every time I did protest with intent and got arrested in the Wisconsin Capitol, back when Scott Walker, your buddy, was having people arrested, Gary, I got to tell you, I did it with intent. I earned it. And I still got off, Gary, because you know what? The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is all the defense I frickin' needed. That and Jeff Scott Olson.
Gary, let me ask you a quick question before we run out of time here. Do you make a distinction between criticizing the Israeli government under Netanyahu and generally broad brushing the Jewish people? Do you think those are two separate things?
Well, you know, Netanyahu has one goal, and that is to eliminate Hamas. They say that they will never stop until every Jew is thrown into the Mediterranean Sea. So
could it also be his goal not to be imprisoned on conspiracy and corruption charges, Gary? Old tail wagging dog. Now the October 7th, he had lots of warnings, Gary. Netanyahu has not shined brightly in his governance as the prime minister, and it's probably going to get thrown out on his ass as soon as the dust settles. So that's the Netanyahu?
Well,
that's the guy that we're all supposed to support? Because you do, Gary?
Well, Joe Biden just signed $95 billion to go to Ukraine and Taiwan and Israel. What do you think that money's going to be used for in Israel, Bob?
You're absolutely right, yes. Gary. And I'm not for it.
People are protesting, man. That's the point.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. 844-96-PARTY.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Hump Day Edition. Protests breaking out across the country, Dom. And Mike Johnson, the MAGA Speaker of the House of Representatives, felt
back
like
to school,
he
baby.
Should go insert himself today in Columbia University, not Columbia, South Carolina. Columbia University in New York. That's not his district, Dom. So anyways, Johnson and several House Republicans, and some of them got the Bronx cheer, let's just say, Dom. A lot of FUs going on from the crowd there when I looked at some of the video on the Twitterverse. But Johnson and several House Republicans, including Virginia Fox, she looked a little out of place on a college campus, Dom. Not the young co-ed she used to be.
Yeah, you and me both.
Anyways, they visited the New York City Ivy League school on Wednesday as tensions there escalate over demonstrations that had several Jewish students speak out publicly about fear for their safety. Columbia University students and those attending its sister school, Barnard College, have set up a tent city on campus in protest of Columbia's investments in companies linked to Israel, and tensions over the issue almost reached a boiling point several times during MAGA Mike Johnson's speech as pro-ceasefire student activists repeatedly heckled and tried to interrupt the Louisiana Republican with coordinated chants, which included, "We can't hear you," and "Mike, you suck." And I heard there were other chants, Dom. Johnson shot back at the protesters at one point. Enjoy your free speech. Well, they are, Dom and Mike. Later, when asked whether he would urge President Biden to call the National Guard into the campus. The National Guard, Dom. Johnson said he would be speaking with the president shortly and did not rule out suggesting federal troops. My intention is to call President Biden after we leave here and share with him what we've seen with our own two eyes and demand that he take action. This is a private university. What is the federal government's purpose in inserting National Guard troops on a private university ground, Speaker Johnson? They have the right to protest. Let me read on. There's executive authority that be appropriate. If this is not contained quickly, and if these threats and intimidation are not stopped, there is an appropriate time for the National Guard. We have to bring order to these campuses. We can't allow this to happen around the country. We're better than this. No, this is exactly what the United States was founded on, Speaker Johnson, the right to free speech, to disagree loudly, but peacefully.
844-967-2789. A little bit from Vox here, Vox.com.
Not the Fox News. The Foxy News was my source.
These campus crackdowns have gone hand in hand with a long history of U.S. student activism. for Palestine that began even before Israel's founding in 1948. Pro-Israel groups and students have doxxed and surveilled student activists. The media sometimes mischaracterized their demonstrations, and administrators and law enforcement have punished the students with probations and suspensions or long legal fights and threats of jail time. Quote, in the current moment, we are seeing an exacerbation of a longstanding strategy of suppression of pro-Palestine organizations on college campuses, said Dylan Saba, a staff attorney at Palestine Legal, the organization defending pro-Palestinian students in court last fall as tensions on campuses were rising. Instead of allowing debate to take place on campuses and allowing student organizations to highlight what's happening to Palestinians, school leaders have taken the approach of trying to squash out the organizing and expression altogether. Students' pro-Palestine protest and its suppression has long been a focus of debate over the bounds of criticism of Israel and Zionism on campuses, the definition of anti-Semitism, and who is and isn't allowed to fully exercise freedom of expression and assembly. And Crudy, you know me, man. I'm down for the freedom of expression and assembly. Certainly, people should remain peaceful, but just because they're camping out and saying things that you don't like doesn't mean you need to call in the National Guard. And what are we trying to pull out? Kent State? You know what I'm saying? You know what they mean by that. Bring them in, shoot them? Is that what they're advocating for? And if you're so concerned, Mr. Johnson, Speaker Johnson, all you Republicans, about, oh, the death to America, which if there's some publications out there, so be it. When you're the right is yelling and chanting, hang Mike Pence as you try to overturn the government, because your guy lost, and that guy refers to the felons and those that engaged in the beatings of officers as hostages. Do you really have a place to tell anybody else you're concerned about quote unquote death to America? I don't think you do. You really literally are embracing people who wanted to hang the vice president. I mean, that's literally death to America. You know what I mean? Literally.
Dom makes one recall Scott Walker just for a moment and wonder aloud, as I will do now. Yeah. I wonder what Scott Walker thinks about, you know, this protest on campus. Yeah. Seeing as his own history of unconstitutionally arresting protesters.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he said 2 days ago. Call the police, arrest them, expel them. And then one more. Let me see if I can find it quick. Scott Walker had something to the effect that, you know, it's almost like sending your kids to a exclusive Ivy League university is not worth the money anymore. And I'm thinking, you didn't send your kids to an Ivy League school, and last time I checked, you're a college dropout. So when did he ever see the value of the Ivy League college? Less clear, Dom.
Or the value of protest or the appreciation of free speech?
Well, specifically, I want to make sure I get this quote right. I'd hate to misquote the Wankinator.
Of course. Thank you for that.
On Twitter. He's blue check certified, Dom, so I know it came from him.
All right.
Sending kids to, air quotes, elite universities these days is a waste of money.
That's his great wisdom bestowed upon the American people.
Well, that and arrest them all. That was, and some biblical quotes, because.
Oh, okay. All right.
What protest would Jesus stomp down with National Guards people? Right. Or police? That's what Scott Walker utilized.
Turn the money changers table or something like that. I mean, Scott Walker and the Republicans, they literally would arrest Jesus.
Only if he deserved it. 844. 967-2789, and clearly he did. You can't turn over the usurious money changers tables in the temple. Hoosier Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
Fair to middling, Bob.
This protest discussion.
Yes, sir.
I will defend to the death your right to protest. This is something that this country is based on. But I am wondering how much of what we're seeing is legitimate protest and how much of it is performance theater.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there are legitimate protesters, and God bless them. But I've been in a few of these. There's just a jump on effect. So I'm
sure. Yeah. Yeah. What's your position on this, Bob? I mean, I appreciate that. And I think you're absolutely right. You know, there's the core believers and those that'll come straggling in, and some maybe want the attention, are more concerned about the clicks than they are the actual philosophy or spirit of what the protest is. Fair enough. That's human nature. That's everywhere all the time. What's your take on their position? Hey, Palestine's getting bombarded. It's genocide. We got to stop doing that. Innocent kids are dying every day, and we're funding that. And we would like our school to, you know, not fund BlackRock anymore to the tune of 400 and some million dollars. Is that a legitimate protest in your mind, Bob?
Yes. Yes.
Didn't we have those sort of protests at the University of Wisconsin years ago over the apartheid policies of the South Africans?
Yes. We did.
I had to fight myself on this decision. I feel almost traitorous on my thoughts on Israel of late. Like,
in what regard? Why do you say that?
I understand that they got sucker punched and they were mad and they wanted retaliation. And yes, my knee-jerk reaction was right with that. But my God, there's 40,000 people that we know about that are dead, that Israel has bombed into oblivion. And we don't know how many are under the rubble. Come on. This is overkill. This is not retaliation. This is just wrong.
Hoosier Bob, I appreciate your point of view. And I sort of hearken back to the Gulf War, the one that actually became a war under W. Bush. Now, when 9/11 happened, of course, we all felt the same. And George W. Bush had some of the highest approval ratings in our nation's history. I mean, check with the Pew. W had them after 9/11. And when we went into Afghanistan, and my understanding is that's where the Taliban were allowing, Osama bin Laden, apparently at the time, was in Afghanistan. And I can understand why we went into Afghanistan. And I can understand why the Israelis would react the way they did to this terrorist act, this horrendous thing that happened to their people. But they lost me here, you know, as Americans, when they lied us into a war against Iraq. And suddenly we were turning ourselves into war hawks, and we couldn't say French fries because the French weren't backing our lies. And they planted stories in the New York Times with Judith Miller so they could turn around and say the New York Times is reporting on the weapons of mass destruction that, oh yeah, H.W. Bush, when he was the president, sold to them. And that was our justification. The weapons of mass destruction that the U.S. government, through H.W. Bush, sold to Saddam Hussein, that was the justification for, we know they have weapons of mass destruction, and we're going to, start a war with Iraq. And while I certainly appreciate the genocide, and I do perceive it as a genocide going on in Gaza, I mean, we, the American people, shock and awed, somewhere over 500,000 Iraqis, under false pretense, to clean up a war daddy started. Right? And thank God for presidential immunity, or maybe somebody would have gone after W for war crimes. Because between Dick Cheney and W, I think there were some crimes to go around. Thank goodness Obama said, let's not be vengeful. You know, That'll never come back to bite us in the ass.
No, right. No, no.
844.
Don't hold people responsible.
So, in other words, you know, if I'm clear on my analogy, Afghanistan, okay with Crudy. That was the proportionate response. Lying us into a war in Iraq, that's a bridge too far. I think we can all agree the Israelis were horrendously attacked on October 7th of 2023. And their initial response to want to destroy Hamas, obviously, you can understand the sentiment. We all felt that way after 9/11. But this has gone beyond the simple reactionary phase. They've crossed the Rubicon, if you will. They've moved into their Iraq war phase. And the college kids, they're standing up against it. And they don't believe the lies of Bibi Netanyahu any longer. Just like I didn't believe the lies of W when he was telling them. Me and Russ Feingold, we knew. I've been wrong about, you know, 33% of the stuff in this world, Dom, but not about the Iraq war. And I think it's time to put an end to this effort. That doesn't mean I don't support the Israeli people. I just support the right of the non-Hamas Palestinians to, let's say, live and eat, health, thrive.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show Hour. Last segment of the day. If you have something to say, hit us up right now on the lines 844-967-2789.
Dom, I've been checking out the text line. Andrew from Verona points out, GOP seems fine when those white supremacists come marching through. They certainly did in Charlottesville, right? What did Trump say?
There are people on both sides.
Mighty fine people on both sides, right? Well, they weren't mighty fine people. They were marching through the city with tiki torches saying, the Jews will not replace us. That seems a little anti-Semitic to me. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there for your consideration, folks. But why is it when the pro-Palestinians say it, it's anti-Semitic? It's un-American. Right. But when the white nationalists say it, oh, they're just fine with that. Those are good people on that side. And when Heather Heyer, who I believe was a protester there in Charlottesville, didn't like the fact that these white nationalists had invaded Charlottesville, Virginia, well, they ran her over. If I recall correctly, Dom, that guy didn't like getting hemmed in so much by the protesters. So he just threw her in reverse and started running people over. She died. That's how Republicans, I think, would deal with all protesters if they needed to. You know, if you're not on our side, if you're not on the white nationalist side, we'll run you down if we have to.
So that's a great point, Kurt. I never really, you know, so the white nationalists or the Jews will not replace us chanting with their tiki torches.
Yes.
But if the Palestinians are those that would support them, well, wait, because what, they're brown? Brown-ish?
Oh, you see a difference there. Muslims, perhaps.
I'm just wondering what the Republican, what Mike Johnson would say at Columbia University that he wouldn't say in Charlottesville, say. You know what I mean? Would that be a similar speech, or would that be different? Maybe if he was on speaking at January 6th at the insurrection, would he have something to say about mob mentality at that point, about death to America at that point, about the traditions of America? Would he be bringing that up then? Is he bringing it up now? Or is it only because of this one particular case they feel like they can get some political capital out of it? Let's just be real about this.
Texter asked at WMDX, does Gary think we allocated that money to bomb Israel? Tom from New Berlin says, thanks, guys. I think that's when we got sick of talking to Gary. Here's another one. Gary has actually protested against women's rights. This one from Angel in Kenosha. She says, November is coming, Gary. Oh, it's coming. Another observation. I think this one from God's country. It's not Dana, but somebody listening on WLCX, the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse, Dom. Hi, Devils. I think there are some paid agitators egging on some of these protesters. Now, I can't say I disagree. even with the Wisconsin uprising that happened here, there were definitely some agitators in that crowd, and this never turned violent. People occupied the Capitol for weeks, never turned violent. But there were some agitators. One of them got up in my face this sometime later, but during the time of the arrest over the Solidarity sing-along. One of the accused paid agitators got up in my face, and at some point, I nearly clocked him. Because at some point, you know, it gets to be much. Well, that's the point. They're trying to agitate. They're trying to get some sort of a violent reaction by crossing lines, using insightful language. And what do you know? Maybe you punch them in the nose. Well, that's just what they wanted. And, you know, the fact that I held back this finely trained weapon of violence, Tom, is only because my better angels, maybe Mama Dorothy was looking down on me that day, said, don't punch him. It's not worth it. Yeah.
Sometimes it goes off in your head. Sometimes it doesn't.
And that guy, as I was being accosted at the Wisconsin State Capitol that day, wasn't over protest policy. It was over why I would endorse the bombing of Iraqi civilians. And if there's one freaking thing I never endorsed in this lifetime, it was the bombing, the shock and awe, the lying into a Gulf War. So
that made you mad.
It did.
He agitated you.
He did. I felt agitated. Like a spin cycle, like a washing machine. I was on the agitation cycle. 844-967-2789. I thought we're going to smooth into the ending. Now I'm agitated. Walk me off that spin cycle. I'm trying to get there. Going to get more agitated. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You know, what's ironic is these are all Semitic people. I mean, the Palestinians and the Jews are ethnic cousins, if we read, you know, if the Bible is indeed accurate. I mean, that for some of these people, they couldn't tell the difference if they saw a Palestinian or a Jew standing side by side. In most cases, they couldn't tell the difference between who is who.
Well, some say Jesus was a Palestinian Jew. He was two in one.
Well, he was a brown-skinned Middle Eastern Jew is what he was. I mean, and
that's
he spoke Aramaic.
Mark, he was a tall, lanky, with abs, blonde hair, blue-eyed savior, and don't you tell me otherwise.
Yeah, well, what I get a kick out of is these Baptists now who have yet to condemn their accusations of the Jews being Christ killers. You know, when they actually officially come out and say that, I'll give a little bit more credence to their actual support of. I shouldn't pick on the Baptists because the Catholics as well. I mean, the whole blood libel that that some of the churches still hold, the Jews responsible for what they supposedly did, and it wasn't the Jews that did it. It was their leaders in collusion with the Roman authorities who did it.
Well, Pontius Pilate and Judas played a part, and if I had to, cast an aspersion, I would assume Dominic played some part.
Yeah. Thank you all, Mary Magdalene.
Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Always blame the woman. Why do you always blame the woman?
That's exactly what it is. That's why I did it. You blame the women. But thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. Thankfully, we have religion to steer us away from all this.
Tomorrow, we've got a trot. Anyways, lots of stuff to cover. Trump in court, two different cases. And the Devil's Advocate's here to tell you all about it.